Zvachim Perkei, Mishne Gimel. Chattis Hatzibu Vayochid. The next set of korbanos are the more standard korbanos. This is also Kodesh Kadoshim. And the korban that brings up the front of the regular Kodesh Kadoshim is korbanos of Chattis. And we'll see why it's here first. Chattis Hatzibu Vayochid. There's two types of Chattis. There's the Chattis that's brought by the Tzibur. What are the chatos hatzibur? When does the tzibur have to bring a korban chatos? Elu en chatos hatzibur. Seirei rosh chadoshim v'shal meyadois. On Yom Tovim and on Rosh Chodesh, there was a series of echad lachatos. That's the korbanos that are brought. Over here as well, since it's kodesh chadoshim, shkichtosim batzofoin. V'kibul dom v'klisharos batzofoin. The avoid has to be batzofoin. Dom ton arba maton. This is the first we find of this. That the Torah says that there's a matnas dam on the kronos, on the corners of the mizbeach, al arba kronos. The Mishnah over here has to speak out how this works. It wasn't as simple as just saying that there's a hazon on each one of the kronos. Each keren was a amma al amma on the top of the mizbeach. Here, by the way, the avodah was not zrika sadam from the kli; it was matono be etzba. He puts an etzba into the kli with the dam, and he puts it on the Pinas HaKeren, on the corner of the Keren. He puts on all the dam that's Bed's boy on each one of the Kronos. But there's a whole Seder here. Ketzad. All of our Kevesh. He goes up on the Kevesh. Remember, the Kevesh is from the Dorim side, in the middle of the Azara, coming from Dorim towards Sofen. Upona la Soiviv. He turns to the Soiviv. Let's understand that there's a dividing line on the Mizbeach. We had earlier in the Masechta, we had there are types of matnas dam that are lamato, like a shlomim oilo, and chatos, like we said, is on the keren, which is on the top. By the way, that we said the corner, the amalamo, there is a day, there's a whole discussion in the Gemara, if it's not only the amla itself that sticks up, but even on the etzim corner, the part that's the Mizbeach itself. The shadow, whether that's also good b'diavad. Al-Kabonim, so there's a chut ha-sikr. Chut ha-sikr literally means a red line. Sikr is a way of saying b'loshon chazal red. It's a chut ha-sikr that went around the mizbech to delineate the top part of the mizbech and the bottom. There was a way to go up the kevesh and then to go around. Has one walk around the mizbech to put on each keren. So there was another smaller kevesh that led off from the main kevesh coming from the darim, and that was soiviv the mizbech. And that's what he calls Allah Bakevish Upona La Soiviv. He turns to the Soiviv, which is this part of the Mizbech that sticks out, in order to walk around. And they walked around, and with that they were able to get access to the different Kronos. There was another small Kevish on the other side, that after going around the Soiviv, they was able to go down to the Yisoid, which was on the bottom of the Mizbech. Uboloi Lekeren Droimis Mizrachis, where he came to was the southeast side. Now, picture it. When he's going up a kevesh, the kevesh starts from Dharam, so he's walking up the kevesh, and then he makes a right, which takes him to the side of Mizrach. The reason why he makes a right is because the klal. Kol pinus atapoyne are pinus of yamin. You'd never minig. The right foot first. The tzad ha-yamin. So he turns to that side, and then he makes a right. So it says after he does the matan domim on the keren dremis mizrachis, when he turns around, so he's facing as a right, he's going now on the soiviv, on the mizrach side of the mizbeach, until he gets to mizrachis tzvoinis. He's on the mizrach side now, close to the Pesach Hazorah, but he just went from Dorm to Tzofoin. He puts on there. Then he turns to his right, and he goes continuing on the soiviv to the Tzvoinei Shom Mizbeach. The Mishnah says he gets to Tzvoinis Marovis, because he just traveled alongside the Tzvoinis side to now Marovis, puts on that, and then he goes to the last Keren, again turning to his right, Marovis Droimis, and now he put on all four sides, Shiyori Hadam, was Chalne Hashem Shirayim, Hoyeshefech HaYisoid Droimi. Here it's worth pointing out that this Yisoid of Shvichas Shirayim, Ala Yisoid, we just had before, that the Shvicha Shirayim of the Chatois Pnimiyos are on the Yisoid Marovi. Why is that? Because since he's coming out of the Kodesh Kadoshim, Heichol, and he comes from the Tzad Ma'arovis. The side that's closest to him is the Tzad Ma'arovi. That's the side that he pours it on. That means he doesn't go around the Mizbech, he goes directly towards the Mizbech, and the Shvicha Shraim on the side. So the Gemara learns out that Be'etzem, the idea over here, is the place that he's closest to. So now, by when he's doing the Karma Chatos, and he gets to the end Ma'arovis Droimis, when he's going to go down, he's going to hit right away the Yisoid Droimi, that's the right place for it. The Mishnah adds the details. The korban is eaten, as we pointed out, inside of the kloim. What are the kloim? The curtains that are in Pashas Truma, which were only there by the Mishkan, by the Beis Hamikdash that was built by Shlomo HaMelech. They weren't kloim. This sprach of lefnim and kloim comes from the Mishkan. The Mishnah comes from there. Lamaisa, it's not so simple because in Mishnah Vov we will find the used azora. And the word Azorah is lefnim min akloim in this Mishnah's terminology. That's something to be misbinded. But Al-Kabbalah over here it says nechon lefnim min akloim. Chodesh Kedoshim have to be eaten. Dafke in the Azorah, not in all of Yerushalayim. Lezichre kohuna, dafke bekohuna. That means that the Kohanim, when they eat it, it's not just that they had a right to eat kochim, like they had a right to eat truma, but this was a chelik of the avodah. Beloshna Gemara, Kahanim oichlin ubailim miskaprim. We don't find that sprach by, let's say, Bosa Shlomim that's given out. Owner of a Shlomim will give out Bosa, will bring 30, 40, 50 people, and they'll have a gewaldige dohibin suda with eating Bosa, helige Bosa kochim, and it'll take them to a tremendous madrega, but it's not an avoida. They're not wearing big dekuna, and they're not in the base of English, they're Zorah. But over here, the Kahanim are wearing big dekuna in the Zorah, and they're eating the Bosa kochim. Kahanim oichlin ubailim miskaprim. Lezichre kuhuna, b'chol maichol. They're allowed to eat it any which way. That means there are no delineations on how to eat. This is coming lafuke carbon pesach, we'll see soon. Liyoyim v'layla ad chatzois. This is where the Mishnah tells us the zmanoi. We had only chutz l'zmanoi, but what's the zman? The zman is that day. Every carbon is always brought by that. The following night is considered a hemshech of that day. The Pasuk says that he's allowed to eat kotcha gadoshim, ubsa zevach toida shlomov, biyoim korboni yeochel. Could be eaten that day. Now it's interesting because normally on the Hebrew calendar, we always have that the yoim hoilechacher halaylo. But in kotchim, the Gemara learns that exas hakosav halaylo hoilechacher yoim. The yoim is the haschole, that's the yoim avoido. The biyoim includes the laylo shalachrov, so that's where we get the yoim v'laylo ad chatzois. The Ad Chatzos in the very first Mishnah in Shas, in Brochus, it says that Be'etzim Zman Achiloson of Kotch Gadoshim is Koloise Alaylo, but they didn't want to make a hacker, so that's why it's Ad Chatzos in the Rabbonah. Mishnah Dalit, Ho'oilo Kotch Gadoshim Shchitoso Bitzofoin. Again, it's Kotch Gadoshim. So Mela, the Shchita is Bitzofoin, Vikibodom Bechlishar is Bitzofoin, Vidomo Ton Shtem Maton Shenar. But here we don't have the Soyvev with Dalit Kronois. These matonois are not above on the kronos, they're not be'etzma. What are they? They're nesinas dam shtayim shein arba. Here's where the Mishnah delineates it. Uteuno hefshit v'nituach v'kolel le'ishim. The oila, hare all of it, is put on the mizbeach. It's kule oila l'ashem, hence the name oila. And what it needs is hefshit, it has to be skinned. V'nituach, it has to be cut into pieces. We're not going to describe over here how that is. That's an arichus in the Mishnayis in Tomid, where these things are described in detail. The kol leishim, it's put completely in gansin, lo yishim to the fires of the mizbech. Nobody gets, not the kahanim and not the bailim eat. The or is given, the or of karbonos avodah is given to the kahanim of the mishma that was oivid by isim mishma. Let's describe for a moment how shtei maton shein arba works. A lesson in geography. Yerushalayim was international territory in that it didn't belong to any Shevet, but Be'etzem, it was a meeting place between the Chalokim of Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin. And Chazal understand that Yaakov Avinu already delineated this way, because Yaakov Avinu said at the end of Parshas Vayechi, Baboiche Yoichel Ad, in the Brocha of Binyamin, Pachsante Yesavni Migdasho, in his Chelek will be the Migdosh. The mokim, which is niskadish of the mizbeach, to be put on domim, the ground of the mizbeach, is the mokim of Nisin as Domiz Bechelka Shol Binyamin. Oise HaKeren, I'm reading from the Rav, Loi Hoya Bechelkoi. Shamizbeach Hoya Toifis Bechelka Shol Yehuda. The Mizbeach was primarily Be'etzim in the mokim of Yehuda. Yerushalayim Be'etzim Meshach to Yehuda. Amo B'mizrochoi V'amo B'droime Shol Oirech Mizrach V'droime Ba'ovi Amo. That's where it was put. The Amah didn't go all the way along the Mizrach side. That means that the place that was the Mokum Nesina Saddam, the Yisoid, did not go all the way around the Mizbeach. It was Kolo Samach Lekeren Amah on the side of Dremis Marobis. So there's a Yisoid on three corners. Now, the Torah describes the Nesina's Domim of Oila as Saviv. Saviv means it has to go all around, all sides. Now, Pashtus, the way to get Dam all the way around is to take a finger and to rub the Dam going all the way around, but that's not the way it's done. The Torah says Vizorku. So he's Zorik the Dam on the Mizbeach from the Vait, so it splashes. You can't do it all the way around in a neat way, mamish around. So what it means is that he spritzes at the corner, but if it's in the spashit, the dam splashes on either side, and that's called that it goes misaviv. Now, heyoyis the mokum nesinas dam, like we said, has to go in a mokum with the yisoid. The yisoid was only on three quarters, so that will tell us where, on which sides, the mokum nesinas dam is. Again, we just read with the whole shtikah b'chelke shel binyamin. But the Keren that was in the side of Mizrach Dremis did not have a Yisoid. So Mel, the only way to do it Misoviv, if you're going to want to do it on two sides, that splash. If you do it in a corner, it splashes on two sides. You do it the opposite on an angle from the other side, and that'll splash on the other two sides. You're going to have to do it on angles, you're going to have to do it on corners that are mamish opposite of each other. So the way to do it, behechrach, is going to be on the kronos, the soid of tzvoino mizrochis and marova dremis, because they're opposite each other, and by doing it on those two, you're going to get all four sides. Mashenke, if you would put it on tzvoinis marovis, then the only other way to be mak of all four sides would be mizrochis dremis. There's no mokum zikas adam there, because there's no yisoid. So behechrach, the way it's done, like we said, is on the tzvoinis mizrochis and on the Marovas Dremis corners. The Seder Avoid over here is not described, but the Mepharshim, take a look at the Rav, and the Mepharshim explained that the first Zrik is going to be on the Keren Mizrochis Tzvoinis, and the second one is going to be on the Marovas Dremis. Why? Because of the Klal of being Poyne Liyamin. So being Poyne Liyamin is going to go around that way. So that's the way it was done.